Another one already?
This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Have you pushed it yet?
Hi, I'm Bran. I love Hallmark Classic Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda. I like Hallmark Classic Christmas movies.
Who even produces this show?
I don't know.
Dan, and I despise Hallmark Classic
Christmas movies. That's all my fucking ass!
I know people, there are people out there that it drives them nuts that we do that stuff. And to you, I say, you're why we do it. But thank you for listening nonetheless.
That's right. That's right.
True, true.
Come on.
What's calling your heart?
We already did that.
Oh, that was yesterday?
Yeah, this is a classic. This is a Christmas getaway. A lot of pressure on us here, Bran. A lot of people love this movie.
Love.
I feel like I'm going to be peer pressured into saying positive things about it.
Now, if you, didn't watch it or have never seen it, stop, pause. You can buy it on all the streaming. You can't rent it, but you can buy it. You can purchase it on all the streaming platforms, the Prime and Apple stuff.
Whatnot.
Yeah. So come back and we'll get to it. But people were very excited to hear that we were talking about Christmas Getaway. Mm-hmm. People were less excited about hearing us talk about a dog named Christmas.
That's right.
And I don't understand why. Same amount of...
I just want to be clear, though. I just remember that. You had zero wait what's for that movie, Dog Named Christmas.
Yeah. None. Not a single one. Flawless.
That is airtight.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, it was as tight a movie as you could get. Probably as tight as that last episode, One Close to Heart.
Man, it's crazy.
Wow. That's bonkers. New. Guys, Christmas movies all year. Do you regret it yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
You absolutely. Don't.
Do you guys regret it?
Yes. I was, dude, I like the break from Christmas movies. Like, I love seasons. And the fact that I have to have a steady stream of a season that we're not in hurts me a little bit.
Both of you guys are icky.
Bran is so excited that we bookend every week, Monday and Friday, with Christmas.
I love it.
I will say this. My favorite movies we're watching right now are the non-Hallmarks because it gives me an opportunity to cleanse my palate from Hallmark. And Love at the Christmas Table, which we watched and we did for Monday's episode, is my new favorite Christmas TV movie of all time. It's not perfect, but it's better than anything I've seen so far. So that has been nice because we've seen some good ones. Happiest Season, really good movie. But people love them. That's the problem.
But here's my thing. These movies make me feel unsafe.
What?
Because the classic movies always have an element of surprise or they're not playing by the rules.
What?
And I don't like them.
This movie's from 2017.
This one does today. This is why, we'll get to that. But like, but most of the time, the classics we've been watching, they're dangerous.
Well,
they're living on an edge.
We did a handful of Hall of Fame movies and the Hall of Fame
boys are uncomfortable. They're good. They're better.
They're tricky ducks.
They do the old tear jerk.
They're better made movies. I grant them that, but I feel unsafe.
Well, hopefully you feel safe with this one. It's a Christmas getaway.
Yep.
This is Travis Van Winkle. The Winkleheads were pumped.
Winkleheads.
And it originally aired on December 23rd, if you can believe it, 2017. Wow. Real close to Christmas. And it went a little something like this. Emery, the Christian rock band from the early 2000s, is a travel writer who is in a relationship, but they end up breaking up very quickly because they don't find an almond in their porridge, and they're both excited about that, which means you have to break up. More on the porridge later. Her boss tells her to go to this Christmas town called Pine Grove for an assignment where she wants her to write about, an old-fashioned Christmas that she's never experienced. Growing up, her and her family would be in different places every single Christmas, and so you experience it for the first time, you write about it, it's going to be big fun. We then meet Scott. Scott has a daughter named Katie, and she really wants to go to the mountains like they used to back when her mom was alive. You can't say no to that. So they end up going to Pine Grove. You guessed it. Turns out there was a little bit of a rigmarole with the booking, and they both end up booked at the same cabin, which is very weird because it's only meant for one family. So she agrees that she will give up the cabin because she has a kid. I'm sorry, he has a kid. And so, you know, she's like, got to go, peace out. But her car doesn't start up. And so she's going to stick around for a while at the cabin. They're like, yeah, sure, you can stick around here, but sleep on the couch. She doesn't know really how to do an old-fashioned Christmas. So she asks if she can tag along, because Katie wants to do a whole list of Christmas activities. And so this will give her a good feel of all these classic Christmas traditions, such as cutting down a Christmas tree. There's this girl named Alice who is the mom of a kid that goes to school with Katie. They're also in Pine Grove. She clearly has the hots for old Scotty. And Scott's, you know, he's not rejecting hey, I got the hots for you, but he's also not throwing game. So it's, you know, I don't know what to do here. This is a weird situation for me. This kind of makes Emery like jealous, and she's not really sure why she's jealous about this girl named Alice. So they decorate the Christmas tree together and having a wonderful time. And he leaves to go to the Nutcracker with Alice. Alice invited him. He's going to go. And they come back. They hug. She leaves. He comes inside. Emery sees this, gets a little jealous, and is like, gosh, I like this guy. But they end up making a gingerbread house together, which really is how love sparks. You guys know. They end up winning that competition, and Katie tells her dad that she wants to come back to Pine Grove every Christmas, and she wants to invite Emery to come back next year. And he's like, well, I'll talk to her, I guess. So he goes outside, they talk, and they're getting very close, and then they almost kiss, but Katie needs a glass of water. The next night, they're out on the town gathering and doing all sorts of stuff, like, you know, Christmas hayride and s'mores. And Emery overhears Alice and not overhears, but sees Alice and Scott talking. And she's telling him, hey, you should go after Emery. She's clearly into you. You're clearly into him. But while doing this, she's also incredibly touchy, touching his arm, hugging him, all that stuff. Emery sees this, gets all icky, like, oh no, I don't know what to do. He then goes to tell his mom, like, I'm not into Alice, but I'm really into Emery. But of course, Emery only hears the I'm not into her, and so Emery thinks that he's talking about her, and so she leaves, she goes back, and she's sad. She wakes up the next morning, and she's like, guys, I'm out of here. And Katie's like, it's Christmas Eve, you can't leave yet. And she's like, sorry, Katie, gotta go. She's on her way out, and she notices, like, her gas tank is low, light comes on, and she stops by, and this guy comes walking out, and he's like, your tire's low. And so she stays, she's eating a burger, and she gets emailed this link from Katie with a video of pictures that she's taken throughout their week together, and it shows how much they, do you guys, can't hear it. It felt like there was, like, a tapping or something. Are you drumming? You doing this from under the table is...
Are you... Where would I have been drumming? Under... On my legs?
It sounded like this. That's exactly what it sounded like. You guys are up to no good.
Was it in rhythm?
No. Panda.
I don't know what you're... Dude, I was not drumming. I don't know what you... I know
you're a little drummer boy.
I will not drum.
Rump a bum bum.
So she's watching this video and she's like, oh my gosh, we had a wonderful evening, wonderful week together. And so she goes to rush back because she's like, I've got, please, for the love, I have to go and tell him how I feel. I never actually told him how I feel. So she's rushing back and her car like does some sort of thing and she gets stranded in the snow and they're getting ready to the snow is coming. And she's like, I gotta stay here and wait for the snow to pass, but she's freezing. And old Scotty gets a call that her friend told, you know, he ends up finding out that she's stranded. So he goes, gets in his car, goes to get her. She hops in his car. They end up kissing and they share it, all their feelings, and it's wonderful. They go back and they spend Christmas together and everybody's loving it. And that, my friends, they have the almond. They find the almonds in their porridge, which means they're going to get married. And that, my friends, was Christmas getaway. Exactly right. Are you guys ready to break this movie down?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back.
Talking about our German of it?
That's exactly right. Here on Deck the Home.
I do not.
What?
You know.
We're talking about Christmas Getaway, everybody. The 2017 classic of the week. We have 4 seconds to break this movie down. We're going to start with a hot take where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. Panda, I know these movies make you uneasy. I know you're not excited to watch a Christmas movie in March like a monster.
You feel unsafe? Is that what you said? Watching these movies?
Felt danger.
How'd you feel about the coziness that is Christmas Getaway?
No. I like this movie. It made me feel safe. It was like putting on that pair of pants that fits just right.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. It's great. I loved it. Really enjoyed this movie a lot. Travis Van Winkle gets paired with really good child actors. I thought she was adorable.
Avery Peters in Project Christmas Wish.
Yeah, no, she's still the top. She's phenomenal. Still the best. Phenomenal. This girl's not as good, admittedly.
Okay.
But I would still say better than a lot of the child actors we get. I still thought she was adorable. I thought she was super charming.
She's on par with what Hallmark usually throws our way from the child actors.
I disagree. I think she's a little bit better.
I disagree with you too, Dan.
So well, she was good. I thought she was really solid. I thought she was adorable. I really like this pairing. Who's the
Regan? Her name's last name's Regan.
Yeah,
Regan.
Man, we need to see more of her. I thought she did a good job overall. I love the plot of this. It is like, you know, it's a lot like Debbie McComber's trading
Christmas.
That's the word. And I liked it.
Trading up.
I don't remember.
Bridget Regan is who we're looking for.
Yeah, Bridget Regan. Regan. Come back to Hallmark Universe, man. Like I enjoyed your movie here. And so it was really fun.
You're really pitching hard.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing my own thing and really having some success. But somebody said, come back to Hallmark Universe.
I really enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. And I was like, dang, I got to turn my life around.
Listen, I'm here for Bridget. I'm just giving her
the... You didn't even know her name.
Yeah, but now that I do, Bridget, you're okay in my book. And yeah, guys, I like this a lot. I thought it was a really cute movie overall. I got some good cabin feels, Christmas feels. Yeah, so, and snow, man. There's an abundance of snow in this movie. It's all good. It's all gravy. Yeah. Top. So
it's all gravy top. There it is. Top of the gravy is the best.
Are you high? I'm just telling you how I feel.
You're
about
having
this.
Trouble connecting like words with articles and verbs.
I don't,
and stuff.
But at some point you don't need it. You just
come to
need
Hallmark
to
movie.
It
good. I like.
I listen, sometimes articles take away from what you're trying to get.
Why
across.
Use more word when less word enough. Do better?
Yeah. Yeah, I love this movie. I've seen this movie before. It's great. It's classic. This is prime Hallmark 2017. This is like what you think, what I think of when I think about Hallmark Christmas movies, you know? Lots of almost kisses, lots of impractical things, lots of coincidences, lots of fun. And so I loved it. Fantastic. Great, great job by the Winkle. I liked the child actress in this one. And overall, just... It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Gave me Christmas feels. Job well done. Christmas Getaway. Dano.
I know a lot of people like this movie, and I'd love to tell you that I can see why, but I cannot see why. It is, you said it, I said it during the movie, the West Coast of Trading Christmas. The author with the other, they stuck together, and they make it work. It's got that. It's got an element of Project Christmas Wish with the daughter. And it's those two movies, but done not as well as either of those two movies. It feels kind of DOA to me. I didn't get a lot of feels in general from this movie. It's just not very good. It's not like dumpster fire level bad. It's not actively bad. It kind of aims for a 5 of 10 and makes it to 3.5. Like that's the best I could give this. Didn't have a good time. Didn't enjoy myself. It's, you know, Wind Calls the Heart, being the exception. It's the worst thing I've watched this week. So, not a fan. Sorry. It's a no for me. I will say this. I looked up 2017 Christmas, Hallmark Christmas movies and just to see like, hey, what were some of the other crop? Bramble House Christmas was in that crop. Bramble House Christmas is a way better movie.
2017
than this movie.
Was a great year. What else?
Switch to Christmas great. In that crop. Let's see what else.
Mega hit. That was a mega hit.
Coming Home for Christmas. I didn't see that one. A Christmas Prince.
Yeah.
Christmas in the Heartland. Maggie's Christmas Miracle, which people classic. Talk about all the time as being a classic.
So 2017 was
Rocky
just,
Mountain Christmas.
Oh, Christmas Next Door with Jesse Metcalf. The movie's terrible.
Love that movie.
But like, of but if
Rocky
talking,
Mountain over on the Movies and Mysteries.
Rocky Mountain was in that, yeah, crop too. Yeah, what, so of those, I mean, we're talking about movies. All right, I'd take Switch for Christmas out. But Christmas Next Door.
Switch for Christmas is a House, classic.
But I'm talking about, do you think it's better than Christmas Getaway? I'm talking about movies, like looking at the movies I've seen from this crop, all of them except for Switch for Christmas that I think were better than the movie that we watched today, Christmas Getaway. So I can't tell you with any...
You like Christmas Next Door more than that?
Yes. It's goofy
I think
dumb.
I do too.
But I just so can't dumb. Tell you with any certainty that this movie would have been anywhere near a top five in 2017. So, I mean, it's just not good.
I want to find out. That's to watch the rest of 2017.
No.
Then we'll get a good rating system.
Engaging now. Father Christmas.
Oh, boy.
2017. Good stuff.
You guys haven't seen the other Father Christmases, have and you? You've just seen Mary.
Yeah, and I think I've had enough. Bad. Yeah, I've had enough.
I mean, it's the third part of a trilogy that you guys didn't see one or two.
Who's in that? Who's
Aaron Krakow and Niall Mater.
And Niall Mater.
Man, how could that be a fail?
The first Pretty one easily. Is not a fail. It's a fantastic movie.
I'm and in then for a trilogy.
It, you know.
Do you want to do a Father Christmas-a-thon?
Yeah, I'm always down for that.
Dan?
What do you mean, do a... not just for leisure? No, yes, if we watch leisure. It for the show, sure, we'll do it.
No, I just thought bros could hang out.
You know what? Let's do Finding Father Christmas next week. It's a classic, and I think you guys should need to see it.
Okay. All right.
Finding Father Christmas next week.
Wow. Awesome.
We make the rules.
2016 joint. I love it.
We make the rules. We're doing it, everybody. Right. I love Finding Father Christmas.
Sorry. I thought we were talking 17. Then I realized that was the sequel. That was engaging.
That's right.
You have to go back a little bit.
For
you
finding.
Gotta go, up.
Yeah, hop back.
And then we got marrying in 18.
Yeah.
We reviewed that movie at the top of a skyscraper in New York City.
We did at O Magazine.
Yeah, O Magazine.
Yeah. At least she hated it as much as we did.
That's right.
That was right after we did GMA.
It was right after.
First time it was.
I thought it was a good episode, too. I thought we had good stuff, considering we had just been on national television.
That was a crazy day.
Yeah, it was a crazy day. To leave there and not be able to decompress and process.
Yeah, we just had to go right to
We had to go
recording.
Do an episode immediately, because we'd fall behind. We did the
in Oprah Magazine, like headquarters.
In
no
the
less.
Headquarters like, of O Magazine, bit. Yeah. And the bit. Night before, we were up till 2 in the morning recording the road trip movie
with
right
bubbly,
before Christmas with
the Bubbly Girls.
Road to Christmas, not right before Christmas.
Yeah, that was a weird 72 hours for us.
40, when you say 72, you mean 24. They called 24. Us, and we literally were back home before they had the 24 hours before they called us.
Yeah, but I'm counting the day before that, though. We had the they had previewed us. That whole span of time was bonkers. Yeah.
But the track, like from 6 p.m. that went Tuesday night until 2 p.m. the next day, I felt like we lived a year.
That's true.
It was crazy.
We matured a lot during that time.
Yeah.
We journaled it out. It was pretty great.
We all sat in silence in the airport. We were just like,
I'll be home for Christmas, maybe September. Bye, guys. Great book.
Yeah.
Great book. All the feels. I just had all the feels reminiscing with my boys. And I want to know if you guys had any feels watching this movie, Panda.
Cabin feels all day long. And then some. That's how good it was.
How many?
All of them.
And then some.
It was a lot of fun. I love that cabin. I think it's beautiful. What a happy time. The only disappointing thing really is I wish they would have done more in the town. Like it seemed like the whole town really did a lot for Christmas. And the only thing we really saw was the gingerbread. I would have liked to see a little bit more of that. But overall, got a lot of strong feels. Love the cabin bit.
I will say another thing that took me out of this movie is more than almost any Hallmark Christmas movie I can remember. It felt like it clearly wasn't wintertime to me in this movie. Like, it felt like very much like it was warm outside and they were trying. Like, the snow was bad. The snowmen were bad. None of it looked real or felt real. It felt like twice removed from Christmas. I think that also really bothered me. That's kind of a hot take.
Which is odd, though, because this is 2 days before Christmas. They probably did this one and... You know,
but you can't see their breath when they're talking. Like they don't. It doesn't look like it's cold at all.
Yeah, I wonder where they shot it.
Scene. Yeah.
I had feel like I don't know. Just like the, I felt like, I agree, I really liked her, Reagan, and I felt like she did a really good job of upping the I'm falling for this guy emotions as the movie went on, if that makes sense. Like, the way that she would respond and look at him grew as the movie was progressing. And I thought she did a really good job of selling that. Like, I was buying that she was falling for this guy. And it wasn't one thing that was sealing the deal. It was just, oh my gosh, I'm doing these things and I'm starting to realize that, you know, I don't need to travel to get fulfillment and excitement in my life. Like, this is exciting. And so, I don't know. I thought she did a really good job, and I got feels just watching her fall in love. Like, you know, Van Winkle's fine and great and was in this, but I think she was the one that really sold the love in this movie.
I will echo the sound of that echo. The reality is, the best thing you said in your hot take was that Travis Van Winkle somehow gets paired with great actresses we don't see on the network a lot. Amanda Schull in Project Christmas Wish was great. Bridget Regan in this movie does a really, really good job. And both of those, both of those casting choices, I think, go a long way in these movies. Not that Travis is bad, but the chemistry is there. And I think that's what people respond to. They respond to the cozy and the chemistry, and both of those things do exist in this movie. She has the moments when she's talking to her friend and editor back home, and you see her kind of progress in this movie. I mean, she does a really good job in those scenes. Nothing really worked for me overall, but those scenes I think do. And then the problem is, another problem for me with this movie is this cute girl has a list, and it just feels like they're just kind of half doing this stuff. Like, none of it feels, even the gingerbread competition feels very quick. It doesn't feel like they're giving a lot of time to these big list items. And that's unfortunate. Like, they don't really do it up right on any of those things on that list.
One could argue that the point of it is not the activities themselves, but the people that you're doing it with. And so it's not so much about.
But have you ever seen a Hallmark movie just like sell a short on these great, like, making cookies and building a gingerbread house and doing these things.
No, I agree. They did sell it short, but what I'm saying is hello? I still managed to get like these romantic feels of her.
Because she
like,
wants this girl to be with him even though she's not, I get that.
Yeah. Let's take one more quick break. We'll come back. Okay. We'll talk about the Wait What's and the What the Hallmarks here on Deck the Hallmark. Get it? Got it.
Good.
And then I said, well, you just can't say it now.
No, you can't. No.
Oh, we're back, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Trace over already.
Let us know.
Come on.
It's time for the Wait What. It's the part of the show we talk about what in this movie made us go, wait, what? Panda.
Yeah, her boss, I'm pretty sure it's her boss, at one point says one of the writers or something like that is stuck on an ice flow in the Antarctic. That's what she said, the Antarctic.
Okay.
That's not a thing, if I'm not mistaken. Like, Antarctica's a thing, but it's the Arctic, not the Antarctic. It's not, I don't think you say it's Antarctica, but I've never heard that as an expression.
I don't remember the line. I remember him being stuck on the Ant, but I've never heard anyone say in the Antarctic.
Ever. But, I don't think that's a thing. I Googled it and I couldn't find anything. That's not a thing, guys. It just say he's stuck on Antarctica. That's what you would mean. Or he's stuck in the Arctic. Like, it's not. Anyway,
this movie was filmed from mid October to early November in Vancouver.
So it should have been kind of chilly.
It really should have. It's wild.
I don't know. But that leads to the snowmen. The snowmen. They look like popcorn, guys. Yeah, like, it's just really, it's real really bad. Which is only followed up by a scene that is one of the dumbest things I've seen in a Hallmark movie. They take a photograph. The little girl takes a photograph, and Travis and Bridget pose with the snowmen backwards. Like the snowmen, they're taking a picture of the snowmen's butts.
We're watching, and we see the front of the snowmen, and we see the back of Travis and Bridget, and we see the girl on the other side of the snowman taking the picture. It makes zero sense. I don't know how it got in the movie. It's really, really bad.
It's bizarre. And the final scene that just is, it's meant to pack an emotional punch. It does not do that. And it's, in my mind, really the only misstep emotionally that this movie makes is when the grandma pulls out the ornaments for the daughter. She doesn't talk to anybody about this. There's a stranger in the cabin. Really, she's just met her, and she's going to unload the dead mom's ornaments and share it with this special moment. She has to talk to Travis about it. Travis is like, oh, we're doing this now, huh?
Just figured it was time.
And then she opens it up. She looks at these ornaments. And instead of it being a real emotional moment, then you have Bridget coming along with candy canes being like, hey, I've got candy canes. It's just a weird scene. Like, it doesn't pack the emotion that I feel like a scene like that should.
Correct.
And they just, that's a weird
I think they're trying to play the heartstrings and it just doesn't work at all.
At all.
Yeah.
And no. That's the only misstep, in my opinion, that this movie makes.
I think that actually really does just put a bow on why I don't like the movie. It just seems half-baked. The whole movie seems very half-baked.
I can see that.
I just don't ever get to the point where I'm like, this is a fully formed idea of a movie. It just is good performances in a half-baked movie.
This movie would not break top 10 this past year, in my opinion. Not even close. It's not within the top 10.
No.
I agree with that.
Yeah. People love it, though, so we're not making any new friends.
Sorry, guys. We've seen better.
I've seen better days.
Man.
In the star of many plays.
I mean, I don't have a ton. I mean, one is they're at this weird party, and they have the same drink in three different size glasses. It's like, which I would appreciate because it's like, I just want to feel a little something, or I want to feel all of it. So I appreciate like the different sizes.
You know, those shots of champagne.
You know, the little one.
It's either flat champagne or it's cream soda.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but
fancy cream soda.
It's the good stuff.
Yeah.
This little girl, one of the last things on her list is to watch a Christmas movie.
Good gosh.
And it is Christmas Eve, and Emery is getting ready to leave, and Katie's like, we haven't watched a Christmas movie yet.
How?
How have you not watched a Christmas movie by Christmas Eve? By Christmas Eve, I've watched them all.
Yeah.
I'm out. You have a schedule. I have a schedule.
It's as organized as you are about anything.
Yes. No, there's nothing I take more seriously than Christmas, everybody. And the last thing, and this is just a big old ball of confusion, the way that this movie wraps up. So she, her car, gas light comes on. She goes to get gas. This guy, we don't know him, but he walks out. He's like, hey, your tire's flat. So she goes and she gets a meal. What happens while she's taking a meal, we don't know, but I don't know if she's just getting gas. I don't know if she's getting a tire fixed. I don't know. But she decides in this moment, I'm going to go back. And so she's going back into town. I don't know what happens. Does she slip on ice? I don't know, but it causes her to go off the road, which somehow causes her car to turn off. Which then she can't turn it back on. Then my guy Scott is coming from out of town, heading into town to try to get her.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But then my boy Alvin, whatever his name is, he's where's he coming from?
Behind Scott.
Because his thing is
with his tow truck.
His thing is back in town.
Doesn't make sense.
Where's he coming from? That whole thing, I was just one giant wait, what? How it all happened? Where's Al?
This is the crux of the biggest wait, what? You're 100% right. First of all, how does the car just turn off by itself? I get it. Did she get air in the tire? I don't know. Next, you're right, Alvin Saunders, that character, he's following Travis Van Winkle from out of town back into town. Travis Van Winkle has a Range Rover off-road machine, and he has found her and then explains to her that we just can't go back.
Visibility.
What has he been doing? He's been looking around for her, and he found her.
He said he almost went back.
But, that's also bad. And then she's stuck, and her big plan is, I'm going to stay in here and freeze it out. I'll stay in here. And then she's got a water bottle frozen solid. Like, is that just for safekeeping? Does that stay in her car? That didn't freeze on her way to town. We're not in the Arctic. Like, that clearly had to be. There's so many things in that scene that don't add up, and they do it all just so they can be in the car together and kiss in the car. That's the only reason they do it, because it doesn't make sense otherwise. I just, for the life of me, the headlights on that tow truck are not any better than the ones on his Range Rover.
Here's the better ending of this movie.
Let's hear it.
For reasons unknown, they point out that her tire is flat. The way to end this movie, she watches this video, she gets excited in the heat of the moment, she runs out only to realize, I forgot my tire is flat. And who comes rolling up and says, I think you need a changed tire? My guy, Scott.
You got
That's it. How you finish this movie.
Yep. That's it.
The so way that
guy.
They did it
this guy.
Didn't right add here. Anything. It just added confusion.
He understands. My thing is this, is you two have both, like, you're taking all my weight what's, but you've both get, like really brought it today. Really good stuff. And you've both said that you just love the movie. And
I did
just,
love the movie.
For the life of me, I...
When has, because these when things, has a plot that has lots of holes ever
true,
mattered?
True, true, true. But you guys have really done a good job, is what I'm saying.
Well, thanks.
Even though I disagree wholeheartedly with your take on the movie.
Sure. Hey, we're doing it.
There is a... You guys took my main ones. Good high five. I take back everything I said. you took most of everything that I have. I do want to point out there's a scene in this movie where there's an acoustic version of What Child Is This playing and Travis Van Winkle just full modeling at the mantle.
I love that.
Like one arm here and then one like
just he's like contemplating just life.
Full thinking man. Like it's like a still, like a just one of those still art situations, like living pictures or something. Like, why is that in this movie? I don't understand why it's in this movie, but it is. She says she needs to go write on stuff and goes up to her room to write her, you know, story or novel. Doesn't bring her laptop. She's going to do it with pen and paper in 2017. That's how she's writing for a professional periodical of some sort. That doesn't make any sense. Hey, do you travel much, Bridget? Do you travel? Have you ever traveled before? Travel. Stop mentioning it. We understand that you've been everywhere. Like, just whoever's writing the script, just cut it back by like 80%. Like, she mentions 10 different places she traveled to. At some point, it's like, everything is not a story topper. Like, don't do it anymore. We understand. And lastly, Alvin Saunders says, we got to go to Costa Rica. It's the most biodiverse place on the planet. Now, Brian, you and I have been to Costa Rica. It is beautiful.
Beautiful.
It is not the most biodiverse place on the planet. It's not even close. In fact, it ranks in countries 25th is where it ranks. Anybody want to guess number one?
America.
Hawaii.
All right, well, Hawaii's in America.
Yeah, but you doofus. Can't pick the entire country.
That's exactly what I asked for was a country.
Oh, just joking. I didn't hear that. Okay, well, if we're going to do it that
America,
way.
What do you Hawaii. Think Costa Rica is? What do you think Costa Rica is?
Okay, I got confused for just a moment about what the question was that was being asked.
Now that I know, Arizona. United States is 11th, by the way.
Bora Bora.
Bora Bora, no, we're looking for Brazil.
Huh.
One. Brazil, one. Indonesia, no, Colombia, two.
Thank
Indonesia,
God, now
three.
I can sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we needed to go over all of them now that Panda didn't know what a country is.
I really.
America. Hawaii.
Listen, I thought you were asking the most biodiverse place broad. More specific is what I'm trying to say.
That made it better. That made you sound like less of a doofus. There's no doubt about it. Gee.
I'm going to sit the next sheet plays out.
Well,
guys.
It's too bad because it's what the Hallmark time and you're up, pal.
Oh. Yeah. Was that a proposal at the end? Did he propose to her?
No, they just found some almonds.
They found some almonds, but he kind of is like, I'm all in always and forever. We got almonds. And then they're looking at one that like, it's pretty intense. Like for a few days,
you're right.
Like that's as close to a proposal in my mind as you could get without there being a ring is all I'm going to say. That's bold. It's and bold. Then also I want to know, is there something going on between,
yes.
The mom and
yes.
the, yeah, I
100%.
Think there is.
Yeah. Listen, whenever a couple like this happens, I do feel like I need to ask because I do wonder what comes of this couple.
Oh, yeah.
She's a traveler for a living.
She's ready to settle down.
He's a lawyer.
Who wants to travel.
Who does want to travel. But also has admitted to, hey, when my wife was alive, barely saw her. So like, I'm sure, you know, being a single dad now, a widower, has caused him to, you know, have to slow down with his job. But I do want to know, like, this relationship, if ever there was a relationship that wouldn't work, it's these two people.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
So I wonder how it works out.
Yeah. I want to know about next Christmas, because the daughter asked if they could come back here next Christmas, but she specifically has this like B or C storyline with her dad where he says, we always did have traditions. We travel, but we are always together. And she says, I want to be together with you next Christmas.
I mean,
and
if it was an engagement, then they probably will.
I said to Bran, I think you were in the bathroom. I said, they are putting a lot of eggs in the next Christmas basket. If we don't see next Christmas, if we don't flash forward a year, then I've got some concerns. And the fact that we didn't was weird to me, because I felt like they were setting it up for them, like a Debbie McComber's, for them to all be together. And I just want to know if she got her family. Like, I don't want to know.
That's a missed opportunity.
I have one more, and I don't, you know, this whole movie is based upon two people being able to book the same cottage.
Yeah.
Cabin. How did that happen exactly?
It was Alvin Sanders.
It was a last minute cancellation.
And two people, I guess, called in at the same time. Yeah.
Okay. And he didn't put it together.
Yeah. They keep showing how he's very, you know, he's got a lot going on. He's scatterbrained.
Is the rest of your party here? He asked.
Yeah. No, I understand. We didn't get the exact specifics about how it happened. Right.
True story.
So I hope they're able to fix that hole in the system. Mm-hmm. We did it, everybody. Congratulations.
Hey.
I've never been more proud of us.
Well, I've never been more proud of you, because I heard you walked in with a little spring in your step today.
I did.
And you said, boy, guys, wait until you hear today's double decker of the week.
It's unreal.
And so I've been waiting all day.
I've never heard anything quite like this.
Okay, who do we have, Dan?
Katie Bogdan.
Yeah.
Katie Bogdan.
So Katie got on my radar. She sent me a few pictures, and she said, what do you think about this? And I said, that's shocking. We need to
pause
talk about
right there. So yeah, Katie Bogdan got on your radar when she texted you a couple pictures out of the blue.
Yeah.
And simply asked, what do you think about this?
Yes.
Okay.
It was great.
I wanted to make sure.
No.
I understand.
The setup's a little weird, but you have to understand, they were alligators in vests. And she has started.
They were alligators.
The pictures of alligators in
vests. She dresses alligators up, makes them look very dapper.
In vests. Got it.
Yep.
I was thinking alligators in vests.
Yeah. Like, no.
Like a company name.
That would be bonkers. No.
In vests.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And they look dapper.
And
she does this.
Calls them dapper gators. What does she call them?
Investigators.
Investigators. There it is. There it is. Knew it was coming.
What's the point?
Why wouldn't you want a gator who's looking dapper? You've been in Florida. You understand.
I do. They're weird.
But where's the like invest gators? Yeah. I don't understand why it's called that.
What you mean? They're invest, Dan, and they're gators.
But where's the
Doesn't matter.
It's like, you know.
A gator, like a dot gator?
It's like you
invest
know,
a gator.
It's, you know, a gator.
It's a gator.
Look at that gator. Look at that gator over there. Look at that gator.
I'm sorry you don't understand life sometimes.
I don't know. Okay. It's tough. Sometimes it is.
I love that. So what's the point? It's just to
dapper them up.
How does she make money?
Oh, when people have a gator, they bring it to her to make her look dapper.
Are there top hats involved?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, yeah. Well, how are the gators so still for all of this?
Well, you got to get them quick. From my understanding,
yeah.
She's fast.
Get them quick. Are these are custom made vests?
Oh, absolutely. Measures them.
She measures the gator.
Yeah. It's all top of the line, man. This is why. This is premium gator stuff.
Four armholes, I'm assuming?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Only the best. And the little tail hole, too. Because that tail, it'll get you.
Well, I mean, if you had a vest on, you wouldn't need a tail hole. It just wraps around there.
Right. But I'm just saying, I mean, if you're going to go tux or something like that.
But you said this is just in vests. There's no tuxes.
Well, there can be tuxes. The vests are just one element of it, Dan.
Okay.
There's vests. If you're going to look dapper, there's obviously hats. There's tuxes. There's vests.
Pocket watches, monocles.
Oh, absolutely. The whole bit, Dan.
Yeah.
The whole bit.
How much would a whole full Monty suit cost?
Oh, it's top of the line. At least $500.
At least $500.
Dollars?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, guys, we are going to be back on Monday.
Would you get one?
Yeah. Okay.
If you had a gator?
For sure, definitely.
Like, first thing you do?
Oh, yeah, I'm calling up investigators immediately.
Yeah, that's what I would do as well.
We're going to be back on Monday. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. Is produced by Brandon Gray. Set decor by Plum Haywood Mall. For more information on all Bramble Jam podcasts, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. For more information on how to listen to Deck the Hallmark ad-free, you can go to BrambleJamPlus.com.